Please stop.
Hey guys, this is T, and you listen to the Hidden Oaks Overdose Football Fix with Gar and Josh. Enjoy the show. And remember, stonks do go up.
Always sage wisdom from T. I like that one. It is Tuesday, December 12th, 12/12/2023. This is podcast number 173. And we would like to say hello, everybody, and welcome to the Hidden Oaks Overdose Football Fix podcast. I am one of your lovely hosts, the Garlic Johnson. We are joined, as always, by our other lovely hostess, the Joshua Mitchell. Josh, say hi to the folks out there.
Hi, folks.
Nailed it. Proud of you, buddy. Appreciate people. Anyone can join our Discord server. That's not only how you'll chat along with us 24/7, 365 about everything football and other shenanigans. Discord link is in the description below. That's also where you can listen to the podcast live. Josh and I are currently in the live podcast channel, although I technically haven't started the stage. It doesn't stop anyone from listening to us. So you can both chat along with us and listen to our podcast live via Discord link in the description. Second, but start times are also down in that description below. And we would like to thank at Levi Oki Illustration for all the beautiful art you can see, whether you're on YouTube or on Spotify, iHeartRadio, I don't remember all the apps around these days, iTunes, Google Podcasts. All the beautiful art is provided by at Levi Oki Illustration on Instagram, so go check him out. Might be a little too late, but another great Christmas, Jesus Christ, Josh, I can't do it. Christmas gift idea. I've done it a couple times myself. Josh, how you doing today, pal?
Well, I've been better, but I'm okay. I'm alive.
I'm breathing
air. I'm American.
What's going on, Josh? What's ailing you? You wouldn't mention if you didn't want me to ask. What's just all right, pal?
Well, aside from the fact I'm a little sleepy, because after that game last night, it was a rather quick game. I just managed, I just sat there staring at the blank TV screen until like 1 a.m.
Because you were pretty active on the Discord and all the sleeper leagues for sure.
I had to get some jabs in there because I felt like I need to work on this, and I will admit, but when I feel pain, I want others to experience pain as well. So I apologize if I attacked you, and I know I did in one of the leagues.
I didn't feel attacked.
Yeah, well, tell that to my neighbor's cat.
hurt people, Josh. It's an age-old tale.
Yep, no, it's... And so, yeah, I watched that game, and Danny DeVito, or whatever the heck that guy's name is, he was running around there like the greased-up deaf guy in Family Guy.
You're never going to catch me!
Green Bay Packers once again showed that their defense is a fluke, flash in the pan. Keyshawn Nixon, number 25, bet on the Giants last night. There's no doubt in my mind after he gave up that big play to get him in field goal range at the end of the game. He muffed the punt, and then he tried to pick it up. Good on him. After he had gotten possession on the ground, he tried to stand up. For some reason, he thought maybe there was a booger on it, and he just decided to drop it again. But,
aw, dude.
It was ugly. Jordan Love, he looked off. He had some good throws, or he had some very errant throws early. I think it was just a lot of the jitters. Because when it came down to the end of the game, when we needed to play, he made the play. So that, that's a bright spot. But overall, was just not a big fan of some of the game planning, some of the things going on. And, I won't get into too many details. It's trash.
I mean, it's got to be pretty whiplashy, and we don't have to dig too much deeper, but to watch them beat the Chiefs in primetime, and then to get skunked by, I think his name's actually Tommy DeVito. I think that I've also seen like a moniker Cutlets, which I think is amazing if that's true. Cutlets DeVito.
It is. Yeah. But Tommy Cutlets.
Yeah. Is it pretty, pretty whiplashy as a Packers fan right now?
It is, but, I'm reminded that this is the youngest team in the NFL on both sides of the ball. And so it's just like, okay, just got to take a deep breath last night and take some positives from it. So that being said, us being young, there is going to be a lot of discipline things that need to get cleaned up between this year and next year. And so it'll be something that hopefully is developed. I'd like to see him finish strong. And so that's kind of what I'm looking for moving forward. I did go into church on Sunday, and there's another Packers fan there, and he said, "You excited for the game tomorrow?" And I said, "Nope, I feel a trap game coming on." So I did say it's a trap game. I was like, "It's just not. There's just something in my tum-tum that says no, thank you."
I feel it. Well, I appreciate you giving us some of the inner workings of your brain there, Josh.
How are you, Gar?
I'm doing good. Last time we did this was Saturday. I'm gonna keep the bread updates to Saturday. I think at least the larger bread updates. But we were sticking with bread. I saw her last night. I gave her 24 hours. I was like, "Listen, Josh threw bread out there," and she had listened. She had thrown it back at me. She was like, "Bread." I was like, "You've got 24 hours. If you give me a different moniker, a different nickname, I can change it. Right now is the inflection point. If you want to be referred to something different, this is the time." And she has not gotten back to me. So she's Bread now. Her mysterious moniker is Bread, and I would like everyone to refer to her as such. She had a chance to change it, but she is Bread, and Bread is doing good. But I will leave the larger Bread update to this Saturday show.
So, and since I'm the one that coined the moniker, I will say that if she would like to reevaluate Bread, one of the other nicknames that, you know, it's not necessarily one that stuck, but I called you I called you garbage for a while because cabbage and garlic.
Don't fucking dude. Don't.
And so if she wants to go by can, she can go by can as well. But I would personally stick with bread because garlic bread is one of those things like yum, you know. But yeah, so I'm happy to
We're
hear things
going
well.
Not fucking calling her can, dude. No shot.
Okay.
And I think at one point, so we did go to the Texas Roadhouse, so maybe she was a little influenced last night, but she did say, you know, everyone loves bread. So, I mean, it's like, you know, who doesn't like bread except for those celiac disease nerds, right? So it's like...
And even they love bread.
Like I mean, they love so bread. It's a love-hate relationship.
I know so many people with Crohn's disease that can't have bread or that can't have gluten that are just sitting there and they're like, yep, I'm going to be sitting on the potty for the next 6 hours.
How many lactose intolerants do we know that just will pound a pint of ice cream when they need to, dude? It's or cheese curds, you know? So yeah, everyone loves bread. Bread is stamped in. It's written in stone. There'll be no more reevaluating. We gave her a chance. She's bread until real All name right. is revealed. Which maybe is never because, you know, I'm garlic, so it'll be garlic and bread. But anyways, I'm doing well, Josh. I had a good weekend, and she might be my good luck charm, too, because I stayed alive in a couple of fantasy leagues, but we will discuss that momentarily. Josh, we will move on to the show notes. We're already 7.5 minutes in somehow. Have you done some sort of rhyming wrap-up, some sort of sometimes you call audibles and do other things? Do you have a Josh segment plan to start the show?
My Josh segment plan for week 14 is nothing.
Oh, okay.
We're just gonna keep the show rolling. That's why we did a little bit. We'll pretend that's why we did a little bit of a longer.
Yeah, you planned that shit, dude. You knew. Okay. Well, I'm excited to see what you do with week 15. Then we'll move on then, Josh, to a little bit of gut fire. And Josh, I just have one question for you.
Do you have fire in your gut?
Do you?
No.
Better light the fire pretty fast.
Excellent.
Oh, I got
Excellent.
Some.
All right, Josh, since you did plenty of talking there, well, actually, no, you didn't. I'm just used to saying that because you actually didn't do the thing, but I'll go first anyways, because I don't see anything in your notes. Josh, I have multiple sources of fire in my gut, as I've said all year long. We know they can be good. They can be bad, but Josh, for me, some good fire in my gut this week. We're talking about Texas Roadhouse. Last night I got the ribeye and ribs combo. Got myself some mac and cheese. Got myself some mashed taters. Oh, child. And of course, that bread with the cinnamon butter. Oh, my God. I had some leftovers. The steak and ribs were just as good today. Also, for $5, they give you a tin of a dozen buns with a big old cup of that cinnamon butter. So I've had three of those today as well. I love Texas Roadhouse. Josh, when was the last time you've been?
It's been a while, unfortunately. But I will say, you can't go wrong. My big mistake is that I go through 6 or 7 containers of that bread before I even look at the menu.
It can be a struggle.
Yeah, so that's kind of my big mistake when looking at a Texas Roadhouse. But yeah, I mean, can't go wrong with it.
Excellent.
I'll go. Give me the Oh, no, you have another one. Go with your
We can go out of order. Doesn't matter. Do you want the good one? Is that what you're saying?
No, it was definitely not.
Okay. Good one. Well, okay. Well, I'll go next then. Josh, we also know that fire in your gut can be bad.
Something new sounder, please.
No, we need to use a sounder that's so powerful to evoke emotion every time. But my fire in my gut, maybe it was the Texas Roadhouse, Josh, speaking of, but the bad fire in my gut last night was some Monday night. I don't know if it's technically misery if I ended up winning. Maybe the Monday night... I don't know what the good word for being on the edge of your seat or being scared would be. Monday night somethings. I'm not good with alliteration off the top. Anyways, Josh, I was on the edge of getting my neck slashed, my head chopped off in Brad's Brutal Guillotine League in the Brad Died for This League. And luckily, end of the game, even though the Dolphins lost, Raheem Mostert gets two touchdowns out of nowhere. It was me and Eric's, a.k.a. Mr. Latvia. We were duking it out. We almost lost, Josh, but then the football gods shined down, and I was able to get, I was able to pull ahead of Eric's comfortably, but boy, I was, the tummies were rumbling, the head was like, oh my god, I don't know if we're going to do it. That was the only league I was paying attention to. I didn't care about the BSB league. I didn't care about my Yahoo league. I didn't care about some of my other leagues. So I was just, the only thing I cared about was the Guillotine League, because last year I made it to top three, and if I could go back-to-back years making it to the final three, that would mean a lot to me. So I had a lot of tummy rumblies watching my life flash before my eyes on Monday night. Luckily, we pulled it out, but that doesn't mean the experience overall was positive, if you know what I mean. The journey was rough.
You can go ahead and hit a positive one for me on fire.
Oh, okay, Josh, we got some good fire.
So Gar, this may come to no surprise to anybody here, but I enjoy when I get to kind of decide what to eat.
Okay. When you have the agency to decide what you want. Got it.
So last night, Nikita was running a little bit late for work, and we were supposed to have tacos, and I'm just like, okay, yeah, you know, tacos, they whale. They're awesome. They're cool. Then I looked in the drawer, and, you know, you may think, where's he going with this? This sounds like a bubble gut. And I was like, oh, no, we don't have any cheese, like shredded cheese left.
That's a problem.
So then I text Nikita, and I go, we're out of cheese. If you don't want to stop and get some, we can figure something out. So when she got home, I go, how about pancakes? She says, yeah. So I was like, oh, score, because I love pancakes. Chocolate chip Kodiak cakes. Chocolate chip Kodiak cakes with some cinnamon tossed on there. Hoo chow. So I went through and I pounded about, I would say, half a box of pancakes by myself. Nikita had her a couple. And then, of course, me being the fat kid I am, I grabbed, she didn't want to finish hers because she waited too long to eat, so she wasn't hungry. It kind of upset her stomach. So she had like a pancake and a half left. So obviously, as I'm taking her plate over to the kitchen, because I'm a great husband, putting it in the sink, I take half that pancake and I shove it all in my mouth and I go, yum, 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 yum.
The way God intended. You are the garbage disposal for the household. Yeah.
Yeah. So fast forward to tonight, we go to the chiropractor at 4 o'clock, and Nikita has to go back to the office for a work thing that they're decorating a door and doing a holiday deal. So I'm in charge of dinner for me and Asher. So Asher and I have some pancakes tonight.
Oh, God.
So needless to say, positive fire in my gut, because I get back-to-back chocolate chip pancakes. Negative fire in my gut now, please.
Okay.
I had back-to-back chocolate chip pancakes, and now I'm out of pancakes.
Oh, dude.
I don't have any pancakes left.
No more Kodiak?
It's a big sad there.
Roaming around?
Yeah, now if I want pancakes, I have to eat it. I have to make it out of the Belgian waffle box that's been sitting up there since Asher's birthday party. But another negative fire in my gut. I don't know why, but last night, why did they have to keep cutting it off to Donnie DeVito or whatever the Don of Tommy DeVito's family name is? Because it wasn't him. Because, I mean, that guy probably listens to the show and probably has a hitman outside my house right now in case I talk bad about him. But guaranteed. The guy to his right on the screen, wearing all black with his little fedora on, kissing cheeks and hugging on people. He, for some reason, he just he just struck me as one of those people that's just sitting there leeching off of the family. And you know, that third string quarterback for the Giants, living at home with his family, can't afford to pay the bills. That guy's just sitting there trying to leech off of him. Tommy DeVito, I hope you go on and have a very prosperous career in the CFL, but I do not want to see that man on TV ever again.
Oh no, Josh, are you scorned?
Maybe. But yeah, Garlic, is it time to move into one of kind of the guy who steals the show every Tuesday evening?
Oh, you mean our senior sanitation correspondent?
Hell yeah.
All right, let's ask him some questions. Hey, Forky, what should Walter say to himself after stating we should let go of the only Vikings player to score on Sunday?
I'm trash.
Forky, where are you going to find most of Josh's teams going after week one of the playoffs?
Trash?
Hey, Forky, what did my butt, sweat, and beers team say to Eric's guillotine team after getting crushed this weekend?
You're just like me. Trash!
Thanks, Forky. We appreciate you. This guy's consistent. You know, I got to say that. Of all the things you can say about Forky, Forky is consistent.
Yeah, there's no doubt in my mind that if this were a television series, he'd get a spinoff real quick.
Oh, guaranteed. All right, Josh, let's move on to the weekly recap. And it might be one that carries just a little bit extra salt this week, or a little extra spice, Josh, because the regular season has ended and we will find out how we've done and how we look. Josh, what's your current condition? Have you made the playoffs in every league? What's your seeding? How are the things looking? Everyone needs to know. I'm on the edge of my seat.
Yes, I did make the playoffs in all my leagues.
Woo! Yep. Look at you go.
So I'm in six playoffs. I have the bye in three of them. It would be four, but we only have one bye spot in the...
Suck it, nerd. That's my bye spot.
Yep. It's okay. Yeah, so deflate these balls. I maintained the one seed after losing week four and then winning out. Champs League, I'm shocked that I managed to hold on to it. I thought I was going to get the one seed until Raheem Mostert had those two touchdowns you alluded to earlier that did propel you into first. So congrats to you on that. But the fact that
spent
Justin
a whole
Jefferson
dollar
hurt,
on him back in the auction draft. I had to cut you off there just to brag about it.
Yeah, Justin Jefferson gets hurt early. Justin Herbert doesn't do anything.
Yeah, he's out for the season.
Yeah, so my team, and then Kirk was my like best wide receiver when Justin Jefferson was out, Christian Kirk, and now he was out.
You got
and
a week so to figure my it out.
So my team, I'm happy I got the bye just for that reason. Deflate or Victoria's Secret, I got the four seed, and then Butt, Sweat, and Beers. You alluded to your team not making the playoffs in there, and that's I leapfrogged in somehow. I think I knew that I had to win. And then I needed you or the guy you were playing to lose. And when I saw that, I was like, oh, this is a piece of cake. The guy I'm playing is starting a Cardinal on bye. And so so I did get a little nervous that I wouldn't win. And then my team stepped it up. So I'm a little happy that I get a one and done in that league in the playoffs, most likely. But yeah. Other than that, on the week, I went 6-3, finishing my regular season at 88-38 with a 69.84 win percentage.
Nice.
According to the intellectual property of Joshua Allen Bunger Incorporated, I went 44-22 on the week, bringing my total to 504 wins and 266 losses with a 65.45% on the season. Gar, how salty are you?
Well, Josh, I'm actually pretty salty. You're going to get a mixed bag out of me. You're going to hear some mixed signals here, but I am pretty salty. I am limping into the playoffs more often than not. I went 5-5 on the week. 93-47 overall is the record show within the leagues. I am the first place team in three of the leagues. I got the first round bye in the Jerome Bettis League with my uncles and such, the old bus drivers for Metro Transit. Got the only bye in the Hidden Oaks Redraft League, which I needed because I took taken back-to-back L's in that league, so I need to figure out my team. And then in the Champs branch out, like you said, I catapulted from third to first. Thank you to $1 Raheem Mostert, who I remember specifically back to the draft. Al was like, you know what, Gar? That was a good pickup. the whole $1 I spent on him. And he has been worth it. I don't know if he's still running back too, but he was for a while. So shout out to Mr. Mostert. But otherwise, yeah, in one of my leagues, I'm the fourth seed. In another league, I'm the fifth seed. Deflate these balls, I'm the fifth seed, and I won my game 59-55. It was absolutely disgusting. In the Hidden Oaks Dynasty League, I'm 6-8, and I made the playoffs, which is hella depressing. I will absolutely get throttled round one. So that one, I did technically make the playoffs. And in the BSB League, I went 8-6, and I missed the playoffs. We just talked about that one. You took my spot. But after Herbert going out for the season, I needed to, and I already lost Danny Dimes, so I needed to miss the playoffs there, I think. I think that was the best thing for my team. So made the playoffs in all my leagues but one. I still remain alive in Bradley's Guillotine League, which last year I made the final three, so I just got to make it one more week to make the final three yet again. I'll be very proud of that. Al's right there alongside me. I'll shout out to Al. He was also a final three last year, and he still remains alive in this league as well. 1 week to go. Overall on the week, overall for the week, if I were to play every team in every league using the intellectual property Josh Allen Bunker Incorporated, I had my worst week statistically. I went 43-45, which is just barely 49% win percentage, just a little below. Overall on the season, I went 921 wins, 528 losses, hypothetically, with a win percentage of 6.36 with rounding. So not a great season. Good enough to make the playoffs a lot, but plenty of my teams are limping. I'll be very interested to see how many championships I can actually make. We've got 3 weeks to find out. But yeah, Josh, overall limping into the playoffs, very salty. But I've mentioned it at the beginning of the year, sometimes you want to stack up those wins early, and I was stacking up wins early, and that's why I'm in the position I am now versus having to skin my teeth just to make it to the show. I made it to all the shows, or almost all the shows, but it is starting to look ugly at the worst time possible. Josh, how'd people do in FanDuel this week?
Yeah, in FanDuel, we had a...
are you making roster moves in the middle of the show, dude? We're doing a show right now and you're on Sleeper?
Well, fantasy never ends, bud. top three weekly totals for the week. FanDuel top three, we had the Vikes number man. I've said his name a lot this year. He's 141.02 on the week. Garbanzo's Beanies, 140.34, just trickling by or behind him. And then me in third with 133.92. Our top three leaderboard, there is a little bit of a shakeup. Cody jumps up to first with a 19 point addition with his recent week, giving him a 689.02 total. Gar, you drop to second, and you're 10 points behind him with 679.16. And then Garbanzo's Best Beans is new to third, dropping Derek to fourth with 677.16. I do believe that there are quite a few teams sitting around that 670 range, so there are still things in play.
There's sharks in the water, and they smell that blood, and they are circling. And I need one more, I need a good 140 to really put me over the top, because I'm close, Josh. I'm close. I just need one more solid knockout punch to win this thing. I think I can do it. We'll see.
Is it first, second, and third get money? Like third gets some money back?
Yeah,
or is it just
I think.
First?
I don't think I ever officially put out payouts because the number was in flux right at the end. But what I've done the last couple of years is either third gets just their money back, which is $10, or I gave them $20. So it's not a lot for third, but yes, the reason we say the top three every time is because all top three get some sort of money for sure.
Yeah, you're sitting there. Your lowest score is 119.94, so just about 120. And then you have that 155.76, and then another 150. And then I'm only 10 points behind you, but I am only ranged between 142 and 128. Those are my top five scores. Just bloop. So I've been very consistent. I just gotta bust through that plateau.
All right. No, I feel it. I think this week I came up right. I think I came up right behind my lowest score. I think my lowest score is 119.9. My score this week was 119.0 or 0.1. So it's come on. You can't even give me just a little bump. Give me a little juice, a little something. But I couldn't raise the floor. Josh, we'll move on. We have decided to, I have decided, I guess I didn't give you a say, but I've decided hogs at the market. We'll trash that at least until the, not trash it, but we'll subside at least until the off season. I think it's a good bit. I think it's a good segment, but people are much less concerned about buying and selling right now. Almost every trade deadline has passed, even in Dynasty League. So no one's really thinking about buying or selling right now. If you made the playoffs, you're fighting for your life. If you didn't make the playoffs, you probably aren't going to open the app for a couple weeks. So hogs at the market is shelved. shelved for now. I will mention real quickly, I already texted the man about it because I wasn't sure how closely he was paying attention, but Eric's usually on top of things. So I just wanted to shout out Eric. As those who listened to the last Tuesday show know, Eric from our League of Record, the Hidden Oaks Redraft League, this man had a pretty unlucky season. He had the most points against going into week 14. He was just, you know, he was shrouded in tough times, lower in the leaderboard than he should have been. Had a lot of points for. He certainly stuck out. He was a sore thumb in the crowd. This man needed four different things to happen to make the playoffs. He needed one of the people, the seventh place person, to take double losses. He needed two other people to take single losses, and he needed, what was the other thing? He needed to double win himself. He needed to win his own matchup and beat the median. So he had four different things he needed to happen there. Arguably, you could say six or seven if you break out all the individual wins. But this man had three of those four things happen. Only one of the person he needed to take two losses or take one loss. Jesus fucking Christ. It doesn't matter. He didn't get there. Three of the four things that he needed to happen happened, and he was so close. And I was honestly the one. I didn't throw on purpose. I didn't do anything, but it was my matchup that made the difference. Garrett beat both me and the median. If I could have beaten Garrett, Eric would be in the playoffs right now. But unfortunately, Eric didn't make it. So almost a Cinderella story. He had only a 9% chance to make it, and by Monday night, he was probably up to, I don't know, 75% chance, because I had the Miami defense going and they were looking good early, but ultimately it was not meant to be for our boy, Mr. Landvik. So I just want to shout him out and how unfortunate he was. Speaking of that, though, Josh, this is kind of a bit I do, and so I don't know if there's anything else you want to talk about, anything on the top of your mind, but I always like to do the Hunger Games bit and eliminate all the, or and honor those who have been eliminated. So I don't know if there's anything else about the week or about the fantasy week or about the real football week you'd like to talk about. Otherwise, I figure we'll do this Hunger Games bit and then just say goodbye and get out of here.
I will shout out, I don't know if he listens to this show anymore. I doubt he does, because he has his own show and they put more content out than us, but you know, quality, quantity, you get the idea. Jack Vickers, as I alluded to last on Saturday, Walters made a trade that had absolutely zero impact on his actual team. Say what you want, maybe it affected his team chemistry. Who cares? It's fantasy football. It's little computer people playing, whatever. And so, once again, that trade influenced a matchup in which Glick would win and secure a spot in the playoffs and eliminate Jack. But going into that final, 2 minutes of the Miami game last night, I'm trying to find it. I'm trying to get the matchup pulled up so I know the players. So, Glick had Tyreek Hill, Tua, and Romeo Doubs and Derrick Henry playing last night. And Jack had Raheem Mostert and Okonkwo playing.
Excuse you? Bless you?
Yep, the tight end for Tennessee. And Jack needed to maintain a four-point lead, 4 points only, over those four players. So Raheem Mostert, I mean, you get the idea. Very impossible. Until it wasn't, because going into the 2 minute warning of that last game, Jack actually had the lead. And if it would have ended, he would have been in the playoffs. But then Derrick Henry scored on the goal line, giving Glick the bump he needed. Walters, don't make trades that don't help you.
Josh is bitter himself.
Well, I'm not bitter because I still managed to make it, but I guess I'm a little bitter.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know how you're going to try and paint this.
Now that I'm in, it's kind of funny, but at the same time, if I would have missed it because
of that. If you lose to Derrick Henry in the playoffs, though, you're going to be pissed.
That's
if you lose
playing.
Because of Derrick Henry? All right, Josh, move on. And I think for this year, I'm going to do this twice, play it for, because you and I both made the playoffs so much, I think we'll have enough content to do it. We'll play it multiple times, but just for this week, Josh, since I only missed the playoffs in one league and you made the playoffs in all your leagues, we won't do it, but we'll play it once for our fallen comrades in our League of Record, the biggest audience the show has had. Josh, we will honor them in the way we only know how, through the Hunger Game Memorial. We'll be right back. We have lost some good men and women along the way this year, Josh. We have lost
good.
Jamie Hammer, Jesse Morissette, Andrew Hammer, and the unlucky bastard, Eric Landvik. You will be missed, my brethren. See you in Valhalla.
Wait, did T make the playoffs?
No, T was already eliminated. I did.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I did the bit last week for Bradley, T, Jesse. I think I did Jesse last week. I did Jesse twice. Oh well, but yeah.
Well, you got eliminated twice. He's that bad.
that's true. Jesse has had quite the season. All right, Josh. With that, we will go ahead and get the hell out of here. We just passed 30 minutes, so it's the perfect amount of time. Glad we cut the hog market. We'll bring it back in the off season. But Josh, go ahead and hit go Packers. The song's gonna play. We'll see if you're faster than media player. Oop, you're not.
Go Packers. So I've been watching Halo, Gar.
Oh, okay. What do we think? What do we think?
I'm digging it. I like it.
Yeah, do you? Sweet.
Yeah, no, the show's... I like the... So at first I was like, this is the guy that got to play Master Chef? Please. Yeah. But then I actually like what he does. Yeah, but no, it's interesting. I like it so far. I'm about halfway through this season. I know the next one comes out soon. A couple months.
Does it? Okay, cool. I have not been plugged into
February, I think.
Oh, that's sweet. I'm more excited now. But yeah, I mean, it's the only people it doesn't appeal to is the super hardcore lore nerds, which I guess I am one of them technically because I've read all the books and everything. But I think for the general population, you know what Halo is, but you're not super ingrained in the story. I think it's a perfect show for people like that, the more casuals. And so I'm glad to hear you enjoy it. I really enjoy Halo.
Shows like that or things like that where it has such a vast lore already, you can't cater to that lore because
right.
That is so niche that it's you're not gonna find, like Game of Thrones was that way for a lot of it because the book readers like myself who are engrossed in it, they loved it early on, and then when they ran out of book content it was like, well, that just doesn't make sense. So
sure,
but all right, well, I might go hop on Xbox since Nikita's not home. I don't know yet. Bye.
Bye, Josh.
Go Packers.